Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to H.I. Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or H.I. Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
JJ's Big Apple Classics is the home of the half-pound sandwich and the home of the one-pound sandwich. That's right, I said 1 pound of made-to-order goodness. Located at 803 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-404-2015. Dine in, pick up, take out, or have it delivered with Uber Eats. That's JJ's Big Apple Classics at the corner of Missouri Avenue and Druid Road, 727-404-2015. It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Well, there you go. Can you hear me now?
Absolutely. Now.
Yeah, so what we were trying to do is I never did that before. Right? So before, you know, I've been doing this only 30 years, right?
Yeah, just short time.
So while the song is on, we're doing the introduction, we can't talk among each other.
Not with that. Not in here yourself in the headphone, no.
Right.
Yeah, first time for everything.
Interesting thing, right?
30 years.
Yeah.
They say you learn something new every day.
Yeah, so maybe because I've always talked with someone, and then I never thought to ask, because you can hear me, right?
Uh-huh.
So I never thought
to ask.
Hear
you loud and clear.
Yeah.
Now we do, yeah. We got Jesus on the line, too.
We got Jesus. Let's go to Jesus first. Jesus Mattress Discounts, right?
Yeah, this is John Joris. It's Cutter Mattress.
I know I've asked before, but you want to hear nothing? I'm going to ask these guys, too. I'm going to get you a $50 gift certificate and say the name of your business.
Oh, Gelato Cafe.
Do you like coffee and cafe and gelatos and stuff? Are you a coffee drinker and a fancy coffee drinker? Jose?
Me? Yeah.
Jesus. You are?
Jesus.
Okay, Jesus. So wouldn't that be kind of cool? That and tell them what other products. I'm gonna be giving you a, Jesus, a $50 gift certificate at this place. Listen to what they say, and then tell me which product you think would be the best for Jesus.
We have a nice assortment of all kinds of hot food and cold food. We have,
really?
We have gelato. We have 18 flavors of gelato every day. We have acai bowls, dragon fruit bowls. We have smoothies and bubble teas. And we also do protein smoothie bowls.
And I'm already giving you two big thumbs up on the acai
bowl. It's good,
bowl.
Huh?
Yes, yes.
You got the dragon fruit. This one's the acai.
Oh, that's it. Okay,
dragon fruit. And it's real fruit.
It's okay. Delicious. That's why I can't talk right now. I'm coming.
So, Jesus.
The peanut butter gets stuck to the roof of your mouth.
It's very good.
Right?
We have paninis. Chicken and beef and veggie paninis. We do hot dogs, grilled cheese, and we even do pizza bagels that nobody can find anywhere.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, Jesus. I mean, what's
Jose.
Jose. What
Jesus.
Would you... Is it Jesus?
It's Jesus.
You said Jose.
Jesus.
It's Jesus.
They're tripping you up.
Hey, like, you know what's like hay for horses?
Hey.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
I'm going to remember your name now. And then it's like, hey, Susie. No, hey, Zeus.
Like a Greek mythology.
Yes. So anyhow, which of the products would you pick that you think you would like for you and your family?
Well, I'm normally drinking coffee with whatever, you know, in the morning, some piece of bread or something.
You can get a lot of coffees for $50.
Yeah.
You can come like every day of the week.
Yeah, considering they're like $3.
Yeah.
That's a lot of coffee.
Yeah, but I was thinking maybe he can bring his family there. This is a family man.
Oh, yeah.
He can bring his family and he can have food,
hot
food.
They can put gelato into the coffee, too.
For the kids, right? Like, this is like good sweets for the kids,
too. That's the best. The kids love our place.
So, anyhow, tell us how you came up with your name again for your discount mattress.
Mattress?
Yes.
It's my son and my daughter's name. We put it together. It's John, Joanna and Jonathan.
Wow.
I got in the first three letters and I put John and Joanna. So John Joas.
That's beautiful. Like when I talk to him and then he's like, and it's okay, so is this stereotyping? Is this going to be prejudice? I found out, I'm just going to say it. I found out the Mexican culture, right? This is just a fact. The culture of Mexico, Mexican people, are the hardest work ethic people. And is that, what am I going to be canceled now because I say that?
No.
I'm just saying to you, compared to Americans.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
They're
then,
hard
okay.
workers.
Yeah, the American people are lazy. And I say it that way.
Heard that.
But you come from a, why is it that you think the work ethics of the Mexican culture is so hard? If you had to answer that, Jesus.
Well, what was the question again?
Why is it that my experience has been with Mexican descent people with the Mexican culture, that they have good work ethics, and why are they hard workers and don't complain?
Yeah, well, Don't forget that we, most of the people that we come from Mexico, we come from the poor areas, and we try to provide, best life onto our people, our family. And that's why we come over here to working hard to show the people that over here that we come for doing something better than what we have in our country.
Right. You appreciate it. It's called gratitude, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The more you're grateful.
Always think that anywhere that you go, you got to do better than where you are right now.
Right.
If I go to France, I will do much better than here. I want to work hard. Others I'm working over here.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's it. The more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for.
Yes.
Right? And then the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about.
Yes.
How lucky are we to be Americans and to have the courage, like you folks, why I like talking to you guys, is to have the courage to open up your own business. Right?
Yeah.
That takes courage, too. So where did you get the courage? Jesus.
I was in California, and I'm working with the company that they doing this. So I'm going to start doing, and I'm moving over here, and I work from Clearwater Mattress. And then I said, this is what I want. So I put the equipment, I put the money on it, and going.
Right, and then I'll ask the same question to you guys too. Did you know when you were working for Clearwater Mattress, when you were working in California, did you know hey, someday I'm going to own my own business? Was that always a thought or a dream of yours?
That was always in my mind. I always doing, I always said that I would do something for me and for my family. If I do something good for me, it would be good for my family.
Wow.
So
true.
Open the business for me was my goal. One of my goals.
Right. And to provide for your family is what I heard in that, too.
Yes.
I noticed I didn't hear you say provide for yourself.
No. I said, I will do what I have to do myself to provide to my family. Which I mean, if I'm doing good, my family okay.
Right. And know that you got to persevere and that there are going to be struggles. You know, the definition of perseverance is to overcome struggles, to persevere. And I'm sure you had a lot of struggles and setbacks along the way, correct?
Yes, correct.
Right. But yet, what did you do? You persevered.
What? Again?
You persevered. You overcame the struggles. You didn't quit.
No, that's what exactly you have to do. You know, you got to push yourself to keep going. Don't quit in what you got to do.
It's so important. You know, if life is easy, right, if you take the easy way out, life will be hard. But if you take the hard way out, life will be easy.
Yeah.
So sometimes, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So what? Yeah. Can you just say something to Jose and have a conversation with him a little bit?
Yeah.
Here? And tell him who you are.
It's Jesus.
Jesus.
we'll right. Just not get that right.
So if I ever run for election, they're going to use this in a 30-second clip.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You got the J right.
I got the J right.
Right. We had our share of troubles and struggles opening this place as well. But I don't think it's enough time in this talk show hour to go through all of that. But yeah, it's true. You have to really have to put everything into it, and 100%. And it takes a lot out of you. So it's hard to open your own business. It's not easy. People think it's easy. They see the doors open. They're like, oh, they're open. You know, they don't know all the things that went on prior to getting those doors open. So it's quite an ordeal and quite an experience that everybody goes through.
You know, Jesus, right? I'm going to say this to you. My experiences, too, is not just opening your doors, right? But finding qualified people that you associate with. Like, show me your friends, I'll tell you your future, right? So to find, you can do business deals with people, right? Mm-hmm. But then they don't live up to the deal. And you're an honest business owner like saying, I want to do this deal with you, and you get screwed. Because the person you're dealing business with is unethical.
Oh, we got so screwed.
Don't forget that will happen on the road, because if you don't trust people, you're not going to work.
So right.
Trust people. It doesn't matter. One of them is going to throw you out. The other one is going to pick you up. So you got to keep going.
Right.
When you believe in yourself, you trust other people.
Wow, that's beautiful. And yeah, don't lose your faith, right?
Yeah.
Because faith is not believing that God will. Faith is knowing that God will. And you can't go through life pessimistically, even though you've been hurt or burnt. Right? You got to just believe that. But I do also say with that saying, though, a fool and his money are soon parted. But I believe you should trust people, but you should cross your T's and dot your I's, though, still with that said.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Now, I'm just going to tell you a quick story, Jesus and you guys. So I have this person, I was just telling the owner on the station, I put out a magazine also. So ironically, a friend of mine used the services of this particular company, because it's going to be negative, so I don't want to knock anybody, right? And they did over right at just a little under $1,000 worth of business. But they didn't go in my next book, right? Guess what they didn't do? They didn't pay me, right? Mm-hmm. It's a negative story, and maybe I shouldn't even say it. But you know what the guy called me up for? For their phone number. And guess what I did? I gave it to him, and I texted the people. You know, you did almost $1,000 of business, and I gave them the name of the guy and the phone number from the ad you got in the magazine, and I just said, here, have a nice day, right? I said, here's the number. He wants to do business with you again because he's looking to have more services done. Mm-hmm. And you know how hard it was for me not to tell the guy that, because he was happy with him, right?
Yeah.
And then what do? Like, you know, my dad used to tell me, and I didn't get it, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
They call it a catch-22 situation.
Catch-22, right. So what did I do? And then I text the people to let them know that, hey, this guy did $1,000 worth of business with you out of the magazine. Here's his phone number. He needs more of your services. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I should let you read the text before you guys leave. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like when you have someone that doesn't pay you, Jesus, right? If you ever did a deal that way, how do you handle that?
Well, you know, like I normally feel people, I see that the people, they don't want to pay just because they don't want it. So I'm okay. I get angry, but I don't want to do anything for them. But I will usually people that they don't have nothing and they don't really have the way that they can pay. So thank God they send it to you, because if they send it to someone else, maybe they will put in jail or doing something wrong, you know.
Right. See his attitude.
Well, see, we had that situation we had the reverse situation. We had a contractor that we did pay and didn't do the work correctly.
An illegitimate contractor.
An illegitimate contractor. He wasn't a real contractor after all. He forged someone else's name, did a whole bunch of stuff. He actually is in jail right now. So, you know, we have kind of the reverse situation.
Yes.
Where, you know, we were on the other end of it. But you know, we're just happy to be open, got with the right people, and you move on.
And then you focus on the good.
Absolutely.
Because you really, 100%. You need to know the struggles, though, right?
Which struggles?
Right. Don't be surprised if struggles come your way, but persevere, right? Jesus is the type of guy that you could just see is a forgiven man.
Oh, yeah.
Can you sense that?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, Jesus, that the spirit of forgiveness is in your heart?
Yes.
Yes. I know, I feel that.
That's what you got to do before you open a business. You got to open your heart to the people and be nice and see how hard they're working to have what they have. And then everything can go good for you too, because if you see what they have or how they will live, how people live, and how hard for them to make money, and how hard it was for you, you can serve that life is not easy for any other people too.
Right. It's hard to do that though, right? To look at it from the other person's point of view. especially when they hurt you. And they say hurt people, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to see someone that's in self-pity, one of the character traits is they're hurting people that are around them. And then another character trait of someone in self-pity is they won't accept love. Even though you try to be good to them, you see them, they're in self-pity, they'd rather stay in self-pity than accept love. So there's a good chance the person that hurt you, if you ask them, and it's hard to do, of course, I'm not going to say it's easy, but instead of getting upset at them, if you said, hey, what's going on? And they might say the first time, nothing. And then you know what? You say, hey, no, really, what's going on? You're angry. What's going on? And they'll say, oh, I just got fired from my job. I just found out I have cancer. My wife is leaving me. There's something that's going on in their life. They say that there's not two people. Like, you have two things you're battling right now in your life. I don't want to know what they are. Bobby's battling two things in his life. But he's one of those guys that I almost don't believe might be the exception. He's probably one of the nicest guys I ever met in my life. But I can't say the same for you. Now, for you, you're battling two things in your life. What psychiatrists say is that everybody's battling, has a battle going on that they don't tell someone, but they're battling something. So Jesus is battling something right now, two different things. And he might keep it to himself.
Sure.
I'm battling two things right now. So if you can go with it when you're talking to someone, you realize we all are going through the same stuff, right? So, you know, they say like the thing is to be kind to people, not occasionally, right? What the theory is that you got to be a good Samaritan every day. And then I have people laugh at me when I say that. Like, it's crazy to say that. But to be a good Samaritan every day. Because the kinder I am to other people, the better chance I have of being kind to myself, right?
That's true.
Karma.
Karma, right. And then let's say, you know, Jesus.
Yes.
Do you know what karma is?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you feel like karma? What's your feelings on that?
Well, I don't really feel nothing wrong about me because, you know, I try to do best I can for other people, and I don't think it's nothing come back on me. You know, but if I do something and others say no, maybe karma come to me, but not too hard, because you know I like to make people happy, doing something good, whatever they need, and try to do the easy life for the other people too.
Unbelievable! That's it, right? Do you feel? Yeah. I really feel he's telling like what he really does too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right?
He's a good man. We do the same thing every day. We never know. Someone walks in our store every, 15 minutes or so? You don't know their life. You don't know what's going on. But you treat everybody with respect when they walk in your door. You treat them like they belong. And
that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what we were supposed to do.
And the people around. And
yeah.
Don't be, you know, like, against people just because they come and get something and they never pay, or you don't know, we don't know the difficult time that they, you know, they having by the moment, and they don't got way to pay, or they don't got way to have what we have to handle to them, you know. So I don't, you, that's what I'm saying, that I come, only come if you treat people bad, you're doing something wrong against people, we humans come back to you.
Very true.
Right. If you're a good, honest person, you don't really have to worry so much about a lot of that, which is nice.
Right.
You just kind of, you know, be good to people, and it all comes back to you.
Very good. And it's hard to do sometimes, especially when people hurt you, right?
Sure.
To retaliate, but more so go find out why they're hurt. And then, you know, a good thing for karma is we're going to be going to the traffic report very shortly. But a good thing for karma is, let's say something bad happens in your life, right? So you contributed to the karma, what for me, for what the bad I've done to other people, which I have, right? So I've done bad in my life or misled people. So what happens is something bad now happens to me. Before computers, do you remember that stamp? Are you guys old enough to know where on an invoice they would put a red stamp on and call paid in full?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
right? They don't do that anymore because right, everything's done through emails.
Or whatever. No, we do that here.
We go like that.
Do you do that here? Yes, we do. We still do it that way?
Some things.
Really? And you use the stamp?
Yeah, we got a... Yeah.
You got radio, copy one, you too. Got radios in here from like the 1900s.
Got to keep it authentic. Yeah.
That's yes. true.
And then also, too, is so what you do, so something bad happens to you, karma-wise, you stamp it, paid in full, and you take a different angle at the bad thing that happened to you. You say, I just paid in full bad karma, something I did in my life. I know it sounds silly, but it just puts a spin on when something bad happens to you to say, paid in full bad karma. Am I silly?
No.
What do you think?
Makes sense.
What do you think, Jesus?
Okay, I didn't hear you well, but...
That's okay. I wish I could speak Spanish. You know what I would tell you?
No. I didn't hear well because the U.S. wasn't speaking. One of my mechanics come and tell me something. So.
No, I know. Hey, it's all good. But if I spoke Spanish, you know what I want to say to you?
What?
Mucho dinero.
Mucho dinero. That's what you have. Mucho dinero. And that's what I want. It's up for me to make it. I got 24 hours in the same way.
I have an idea right now, like just because this is I got ADD, and then my feet go, it's so embarrassing. My legs go and can't explain it. And then someone looks down and points to my leg, I get embarrassed because my leg's going up and down. But what I like to do is do a Spanish show. And would you guys come? And we'll do the show in Spanish, and you speak Spanish, and I'll get a couple Spanish people to come in that have Spanish businesses. And Jesus, you would sponsor the show. Not like money-wise, but you would come in and actually come in and talk in Spanish to Spanish business owners.
Let's go. So this is the business show today.
Jesus!
He's ready.
He's ready. Would you consider doing that sometime next month?
No. I'm so busy. This month through December, we all will be busy. Like, you not even imagine.
Well, I'm happy for you, buddy.
Yeah.
So do you have any questions from, can you say the name of your business?
O Gelato Cafe.
Do you have any questions for O Gelato Cafe? Okay, we're going to break. This this traffic report is sponsored by?
O Gelato Cafe.
And Jesus, the name of your business?
You are this Carl Mattress, 2255 Starkey Road. We're waiting for you.
I love him. But anyhow, this show is being sponsored by Joe John's. John Joa's Discount Mattress and
O Gelato Cafe in Seminole, Florida.
And this is the traffic report for you folks.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay 534 here on the Brian Cash Claus Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Pinellas County looking good overall, other than some road debris. Southbound I-275 just beyond 22nd Avenue. North reported actually in the center lane being blocked because of that. Other than that, just your usual slowdowns on US 19 and 275. Going over to Hillsboro, another accident southbound I-275 just before mile marker 37. That's on the Howard Franklin. So give yourself some extra time there. Veterans Expressway, we have more road debris. Must be storms moving through. Southbound on the Veterans, beyond exit 9, that's Gun Highway. So give yourself a merge there. Going up to Pasco, State Road 54, got some major congestion right around the Suncoast Parkway. Right at the intersection there, mostly consolidated to the ramps. So give yourself a little extra time there as well. Let's take a look at your weather. Tonight we're looking for a low of 75 with a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow high 86 with a 50% chance of rain. Current temperature, Zephyr Hills, 79 degrees, cloudy skies. Dade City, 79 degrees, mostly cloudy, and in Clearwater, 89 degrees with partly cloudy skies. We'll be going back to BCC Coupon Book Show right after this. Are you renovating, remodeling, or building? The source for all your materials from start to finish is Bay Area Materials. Whether it's lumber, hardware, garden supplies, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories, Bay Area Materials has it ready for you. Located at 6196 126th Avenue in Largo, you can visit them in person or give them a call at 727-535-2122. That's 727-535-2122. The knowledgeable staff at Bay Area Materials can help you get what you need to finish that big project. Don't have construction knowledge? That's okay. Their knowledgeable staff are ready and willing to help. That's Bay Area Materials, 6196 126th Avenue in Largo. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 727-535-2122. It's Florida, and your gutters need cleaning frequently. Never clean your gutters again when you call Supreme Gutter Guard, 727-600-0751. They install seamless gutters, super gutters, lanai gutters, gutter guards, fascias, and soffits. Visit them at 8168 129th Street North in Seminole. Don't forget about their 10% discount for military and seniors. Supreme Gutter Guard, 727-600-0751. Get 10% off all standard size vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit their showroom holiday at 1832 US Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 US Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
Brian Cash claws back. Is Frank on from Dunedin Records?
No, not yet. We'll get him here in just a second.
Okay, that's fine. And then, you know, I wanted to say, I noticed that these two, the young man here and the young lady, were both having fun.
Yes.
Dancing. So I whispered your first name.
Alana.
Alana. She's dancing. And then I looked over at you, and you were dancing. Not like dancing, but like just fun.
We're in sync.
We're in sync.
You know, they're very in sync. Yes.
Yes. So, like, when you squeeze an orange, you know what comes out?
Orange juice.
Yeah. So, if you squeeze someone that's angry, what comes out? Anger. You can just see it's an inside job, right?
You could squeeze the fun out of the two of us.
Right. You already. I feel it. Right. No, seriously.
That's
you
true.
Feel it. Right. Do I ever say that to guests?
Yeah.
I what? Have.
About.
But you could just feel
yes,
joy.
Yes,
in
yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah. I didn't know he meant the earlier.
But you're supposed to. Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying to you.
Have you ever squeezed an orange?
Yeah.
Which yeah, some no. have.
Just don't squeeze the Charmin.
That's it. And the grapefruit don't come out.
Mr. Whipple.
Right. So, like they say, let your face show it. Like,
I represent fun. I always have represented fun. The two of us together, we're a great team.
Fantastic. You know, to be happier for longer periods of time more often. And that's the thing. You're not going to be happy all the time. Just accept it, right? Mm-hmm. But, the you know, nobody on the face of this earth can make you feel inferior, you know, without your permission, right? You got to give someone permission. And when you refuse to give others permission, then you start to accept yourself, right? And then once you accept yourself, this is in business now. That would remove a significant barrier for growth and success. Because you're not letting people get into your head, rent space,
mm-hmm.
right? You have acceptance. And the thing is not the acceptance of others. It's the key is to have self-acceptance, right? To be a leader. We do a show after this called the Entrepreneur Hour, right? It starts at 6, goes to 7. One of the greatest things I've ever heard, these two old guys, just, right? How would you describe them? One of the two, if you had to like give one word. On business,
yeah,
but I know you're going to think I'm corny because I'm a guy, mm-hmm. but I'm going to say lovable.
Yeah, they
They're just two nice guys, old men, right? I should say old. Maybe they get mad with that. I don't know.
You called us young, so I was happy with that.
But they're soft-spoken and they're kind. But one of the things I learned when I listened to the show, because I'll go over there and I'll listen, he said, what do you think makes a good leader? I'll ask you.
Powerful.
Okay. What do you think?
Someone who knows how to give direction and accept criticism and move forward and expand and have an open mind. And
wow, that's it right there.
Yeah. You have to have an open mind, because if you're very close-minded,
right,
you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to have everybody tell you a million reasons why you shouldn't open your business.
Right.
All the pitfalls and the things that could go wrong. And you know, those things do happen.
Right.
But you have to persevere, like you said, and move on and start your business. And you just got to have blinders on and keep going.
The reasons why we shouldn't have moved here, they would have been all over us. We just picked up and went.
Right. Yeah. That's sometimes what you got to do.
Yeah, you just pick up and you do it. You just got to do it.
Right, do it. And then what the guy said on the show, which I thought was interesting too, I believe in open-mindedness, not to be a know-it-all. Because when you're smart and a genius like me, it's hard to, you know what I'm saying, to listen to you little people. But I try to do that, you know what I'm saying, to be humble.
Do your best.
Yeah. Yes.
It's hard.
I like to have humility when I'm speaking to people. But I was at a crowd, there was like 30 people there, and I said, I can't talk about humility. This crowd's too small. But, you know, a good definition of humility is you don't think less of yourself. You just think of yourself less, right? But what he said about being a good leader is that a good leader makes other people into good leaders.
True.
I think, is there a guy named Menchie or some famous philosopher from Germany? What's his name? Menchie?
Yeah. Not the frozen yogurt place, no. Not Menchie's.
No, but you know what I'm talking about? He's a famous German philosopher.
You do? Yep.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So maybe someone could tell me. But anyhow, you know what he said about students? He said this. The way the student repays the teacher is that the student doesn't remain a student.
Right.
Menchie?
It's been a long time since I've been out of school, hon. I don't know.
Yeah, good. But you know he's a famous German philosopher.
Yes, yeah.
And he said something with the abyss. Something if you keep staring into the abyss, like the struggles of life. He goes, if you keep staring into the... He didn't say it this way, of course, but I don't remember. But if you keep staring into the abyss will overtake you. So keep you focused on good things, I guess is what he was saying.
Menchie.
Can someone Google it?
Menchie.
Can you...
I think he's Googling it.
Can you Google Menchie, the philosopher of who he is? Are you still there, Jose?
Jose has left.
Has left the house.
We're going to get another one
Jesus.
Here.
Just
and that's... Do you mind? She'll never... So you guys are never doing this show again? Is that the deal?
I thought we were doing this every Thursday.
Yeah, isn't this a Thursday staple?
Next time we're bringing gelato for everybody.
That's right.
You know, I never said this, but I think I got dementia. You know? So I'm in this... And I'll be honest with you. I noticed that when I wash my hair, I forget if I wash my hair, and I got to go like this.
I usually don't have that problem.
You don't have that problem. Have you ever washed your hair and then forgot if you washed?
Yeah, I have done that.
Thank you.
I have forgotten if I put the conditioner on and then I've redone it.
Yeah, so I noticed.
You are not alone.
But I do think I'm losing it, right? Jose?
I can't remember if
Jesus.
I locked the door.
I love it.
But did you feel the goodness in his heart, though, the guy?
Yeah, right? He's a hardworking guy.
He's a hardworking guy.
Wants to support his family.
Could you ask for anything more?
No, that's what
coffee.
It's all about.
Huh?
And he likes coffee.
Right. And he likes coffee, so he's really good. You know, they say coffee is like one of the biggest industries there is. Do you want to hear the story of, since you're in coffee, this is a good story to tell you. Do you know why the number 272 is in every Starbucks?
No.
Somewhere.
Never saw that.
Yeah. I forget the guy's name that started it. Well, we got Palm Harbor Barbershop on the line. But anyhow. I don't know. I just see how I go scatterbrain. So I got attention deficit disorder. If you guys haven't picked up on that yet, my leg's shaking. But it doesn't shake as much as it does now that I'm older. Anyhow, he has the number 272 there. And the reason why is he made a proposal 272 times, and he was turned down 271, right? And it came out of Seattle, right?
Right.
So what happened was he said, everybody said it's a stupid idea to open up, like you guys were saying earlier, it's a stupid idea to open up a coffee shop. It took him 3 years of doing business plans, 271 people he went to, and everybody said, no, we're not going to give you the money. And then finally, somebody gave him the money. What was the number?
272.
Right. And now the number one logo, we got someone on the line, but now the number one logo in the world, it just passed McDonald's, recognized logo is what?
Starbucks.
Was it, can I be real with you? How many, and I'm going to say the word one, how many people would have quit on one?
Probably about half. Then I would say about half.
And then how many people would have quit on 50?
I don't think the rest of the people would have gotten to 50.
Right.
Maybe three.
Right. I watched
or
him.
Four.
If you want, watch the interview he did. I watched it on YouTube. It's amazing how. And then his family members and all that were yelling at him and getting mad at him because he wouldn't stop trying to open up this coffee shop. So he says his worst enemies, what he says in the interview, was his family members telling him he couldn't do it.
Family and friends.
Yeah, family and friends. They'll always be there to discourage you.
Right. So there you go.
love you and discourage you.
Love you and discourage you.
Out of concern.
So who do we got on the line?
We got Brian here in just a second.
Very good. Is that from...
Barbershop, Palm Harbor.
Unbelievable. One of the... Again, I'm going to say again. So maybe I just do say it a lot, though.
1340 AM?
Yes. If you can't get the FM.
1340 AM.
They're trying to tune it in the barbershop right now. That's what we're working on.
Okay, so tune in.
But you can interview them in the meantime.
I'd rather have it tuned in because then we get better response than if the whole barbershop's listening to it.
Right.
1340 AM and then 106.1 FM.
Right, we tried the 106.1.
All right, well, I'll help you a little bit and then we'll put you on. Yeah.
So get 1340 up, all right? And, you know, how, doing all this, don't you? Would you say this is an organized show?
It's totally organized.
Huh?
It's organized chaos. How's that?
Would you say it's organized?
And that's a
fun
thing.
I think it's organized.
Yes.
And that's fun.
Yes. You know, it's funny. We used to put storyboards together, right? So every show was dedicated to every minute. So for my first like 15 years in radio, every minute was accounted for. And what they call it is a storyboard. And somewhere along the way, I stopped doing the storyboards. But that's what you really a professional radio host would do, is have a storyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And my storyboard is wing it. So let's talk a little bit about you guys. Okay. You guys have a conversation together why someone should come to the name of your... The name?
Oh, Gelato?
Yeah, why should someone come there?
Because we're one of the only places around the area that even sells gelato. And our gelato is amazing. It tastes.
What is a gelato? Just for the people that don't know.
Gelato is ice cream. It's an Italian ice cream.
You got to be kidding me. My son just went 3 weeks into Italy.
If you're in Italy, almost every corner, they have gelato.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, gelato's on every corner
in
Italy. So it's made in small batches. It's a lower fat product than regular ice cream. So it's like 7 grams less fat per serving. But it's amazingly delicious.
Much creamier.
Creamy.
Yeah.
If you're into it, you're into it. And people are so happy that we opened our shop right in the middle of Seminole. So now they don't have to, you know, travel a little bit further to some of the major cities.
Right, because they will travel for something that's special.
Yeah.
People come in and they say they've just been to Italy, and they say that our gelato tastes like Italy's.
Like they're back in
gelato
Italy.
In Italy.
So you want to hear a quick story? My son is going to Italy. The guy comes in from Crawley Windows. He has like 6 locations. He just got back from Europe, and guess what he had? whatever they call those things that they use in Italy, the dollar, euro, what do they call them?
The euro?
Yeah, so you know what he gives me a deposit for the ad?
A euro.
Euros. So my son is leaving the next day for That's Italy. Great. Is that crazy?
That's great.
So I give him the $50 in euros, whatever that, and I'm not smart, as you guys already see that. But the, and then the guy from Crawley gives me that in payment, and then I sent it to my son some more. And like, can you make this up?
Get gelato with euros.
Yeah, so like, I wish I could get my
and
son.
And I get upset when people give us $2 bills.
Right.
I like the $2 bills.
He likes the $2 bills.
So there's a, I wish I can have.
It's a nuisance for me.
So we get this jar. Tell me if I'm stupid, but it's $7.29. I wish I knew the name of it, but it's at Publix. And you know what they say on their tomato paste? Made in Italy, all tomatoes from Italy. So is it worth it for the $7.29? You know what I mean? But I did it just because my son went to Italy and I got four jars. It was $30. Right? And like sometimes you're willing to pay a little more to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's the thing with, what is it called again that you do with the gelatos?
The gelato?
Yeah. Like what would you say? Like when did it get started and who invented it?
It's been, it's, I think around the 1500s, gelato's been around.
Yeah, it's been around for a really long time.
Through all of our lives.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
My dad used to make homemade ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, you can do that with the cream and all that.
Yep, the ice and the salt and the churning. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not everybody knows about gelato. It's just, you know, people know frozen yogurt, they know ice cream, but they just don't know the name gelato. But once they find out about it, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we've had amazing reviews. Our acai bowls and dragon fruit bowls, same thing, amazing. And people are happy that we're in the neighborhood, that we're close.
Everything pretty Italian in there with paninis and Italian coffee and the gelato.
What is panini?
Paninis.
Ooh, paninis.
Yum. They're sandwiches. Yummy. It's a big sandwich, and you cook it on a panini press.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gateway Subs on the air.
What happened with Palm Harbor Barber?
He's still working. He's got customer calls, too.
Okay. And then we got Gateway Subs, huh?
We got Morgan on right now.
Morgan.
Hey, how's it going, Brian? It's Morgan.
How are you, young man?
I'm pretty good. Just been making subs all day. A lot of happy customers coming in, coming out.
You know, you're one of the young men that graduated from college, right? Got your...
Yeah.
What type of degree did you get?
I got a degree in finance.
Right. So here's these three college kids, right? Kids, you mind me saying that about you, Morgan?
Oh, no. I'm always a kid at heart.
Okay.
I'm 24, but basically an infant still.
So they come in, and you look younger than 24, all three of you. At least to me, you did, at least. But maybe because I'm older. But you look like you guys were in your teens or late, and I don't mean to insult you in any way.
A compliment.
So they come in, these three kids, right, that went to college, got master's degrees, right, and guess what they did?
Open a business.
There you go. Right? And I was just I think sometimes when I look at young people in college or people that are doing stuff when they're young in their early 20s, and that they have the courage to be entrepreneurs. I look at someone like Morgan, right? And I just say, God, what's his parents thinking right now of him? Hmm. What a question to ask.
I have a question for Morgan, actually.
Yeah.
So you're a young guy. So did everyone try to talk you out of doing this?
No.
Did everyone encourage you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Luckily, my dad, he was always very encouraging and trying to go the entrepreneurial route for me. Cause
awesome.
He was a financial advisor, and I remember it was like my junior year of college summer. I was like, hey, can I come and intern for you at Morgan Stanley and kind of learn the ropes? He's like, you don't want to get into this. You want to go and open up your own business. I'm like, hey, I like the sound of that better, too. So
that's great.
From the get-go, always a lot of support from my family, friends, so...
Amazing, because that's not the way it is for a lot of people. So that's really nice to hear.
And then more so like a parent, I think, would want what's best for their child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More so, and that's what your dad was coming at you with love, too.
Yeah, uh-huh, exactly. So, yeah, we...
Cool.
And luckily, for the most part, everyone else involved, everyone all their family, friends. Everyone's been super supportive with just giving any resources that they can to help us out, whether it be just putting us in touch with people like Brian or just people like the mayor and stuff like that. So it's been great. Great community over here in St. Pete.
Yeah, next week we're having the city commissioner come in, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then like with you guys, how's Grant doing?
Oh, Grant's doing great. He's not in at the moment, but he'll be in here tomorrow with me.
Well, good. So which specials you got going on today there?
Oh, we got the Gordon Blue. It's a buffalo chicken, ham, throw some bacon on there, put it in the toaster, crush up some chips, put it on there. So, yeah, we have some fun with our subs. We basically are just eating subs all day, trying to come up with the best subs for the customers. So it's been fun.
Well, very good. You know, there was a guy... He owned the chicken coop, right? And he said six different... He didn't have it on special, roast beef. And he had six different people come in for roast beef. And that's what they ordered, right? And he's like, why? He goes, if the next person comes in and order roast beef, it's going to freak me out. And I just happened to come in there, and he's telling me the story. And the guy walks in, and guess what he ordered? Roast beef.
Wow.
So he believes that we're controlled by a mothership, right? And that the mothership put out a beep telling people to come to the chicken coop and order roast beef sandwiches. What do you think of that?
You know, I don't like the phrase mothership, but I get what you're going with that. There's we're all...
I know. I don't want to be anti-religious, but...
Yeah, the mothership, that's a funny way to look at it.
But do you ever have people come in, like all of a sudden you're empty maybe for 20 minutes, and then 10 people walk in?
Oh, it's pretty wild. Some days,
right?
That's how it always is.
Always,
yeah.
So much, like for instance, let's just say one day our spicy Italian pops off. It seems like 50% of people are ordering it. Then the next day, it's 50% of people are getting the roast beef. So it's very funny to see that connection.
Beep beep.
Uh huh.
You're not gonna go with that, huh?
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to just say something really quick about an adult leagues now forming at Dunning and Lanes. This guy, Matt, he's unbelievable. They have Sunday night bowling, and it's and if you're interested in mixed leagues and stuff like that, you got to sign up. It's four person team, and it starts at 6:30, and it's on Sunday. And they're starting the leagues right now at Adult Leagues Now Forming at Dunning and Lanes, and they also have Cosmic Bowling, which is kind of cool for the kids. You ever see Cosmic Bowling?
It's like all-night bowling.
We just went. Really? Just took our employees for an employee appreciation party at Seminole. Yeah,
Then I'd like to say hello to the Palm Harbor Barbershop.
So fun.
I know we weren't able to get together, but they're a family hairstyling center. And I've known Kathy, the owner, for over 30 years.
Wow.
Right?
Long time.
We put our first coupon book out 40 years ago. And she's been with me for 30 years. And we've had trials and tribulations, too. We can tell that sometime. But that's Palm Harbor Barbershop. And that's at 1122 Florida Avenue. It's the old downtown Palm Harbor. Their phone number is 727-789-5977. Palm Harbor Barbershop and Family Hairstyling. In closing, what would you guys like to say?
Come on down to O Gelato Cafe and come see the bald guy and his wife. We're there almost every day.
11 to 9
every day. So if you get your gelato craving, acai bowls, come and see us. It's wonderful. 10795 Seminole Boulevard in Seminole, Florida.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.